and wants to do in our hearts. He takes the very thing that we think will ruin us, and he uses it to bring him the most glory. Like Fanny Crosby, your ashes can become the soil where God plants something that blesses others, blesses generations to come. God's purpose for you is that he doesn't just want to rescue you from your ashes. He wants to root you in his righteousness so that your life will be a living testimony to point others to him. The question for us is, he mentions these four exchanges here. Would you make the exchange? Christ doesn't force us. He offers it. But you have to bring him your ashes, your grief, your shame, your sin, your heaviness, and lay them at the foot of the cross. Don't hold on to what Jesus has already promised to replace. He's promised it here, to replace it in his word. If you've never trusted by faith in Jesus, we'd encourage you to do that and to accept the exchange there of your sin for his grace and his glory. If you've already done that, but yet you're still struggling with some of these things of grief and shame, maybe sin or heaviness or despair or discouragement, just be reminded of what we've said in these verses here, that he comes to bring you from weakness to righteousness, from a faint spirit to praise, to bring you from mourning to gladness, and to give ashes for beauty in your heart and in your life. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for being the God who takes our ashes, our grief, our pain, our sin, and you give us beauty, Lord, something we don't deserve, something that can't come from ourselves. It's a free gift of your righteousness. Beautiful. Thank you for Jesus, who bore our shame, so that we could be crowned with your glory. Lord, thank you so much for turning our mourning into joy, for turning our heaviness into praise. And Lord, we bring all of those things to you. We bring our brokenness to you today. We lay down our ashes at the foot of the cross. We trust you, Lord, to plant us as those oaks of righteousness for your glory. And Father, we pray that our lives as believers would be a living testimony of your grace, that one day when we step into your presence, we would hear those wonderful words from you. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. May our lives be that kind of testimony of your grace for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight here in person, those of you online. We look forward to seeing you back this coming Sunday. We're going to be back in the book of 2 Kings again. So we're going to be picking up once again with Elisha's story and sharing just a little bit more as we progress toward our 75th anniversary service that I wanted to share with you before that. So come this Sunday if you can, 9:15 for Sunday school, 10:30 for worship. You'll receive a wonderful blessing. If you can't, find us there on all those social media platforms. As I look back to Facebook there, I don't see any prayer requests that are listed there. So thank you for being with us. You have a blessed week, a safe week, and we'll see you this coming Sunday.